You are listening to Let's Go JoJo, the weekly JoJo's Bizarre Adventure podcast from Dynamiting the Brain and Secret of the Sailor Madness. On today's show, we have Niall Flanagan.
Ahoy hoy.
Anthony Askew.
Good evening.
Dwayne Maloney.
Hi.
And Dwayne.
Hello.
That's better. And me, Brian Smith. This week's episode, Dio's World, Part 1!
That's why you need the lolly, to chill the throat.
But, yeah, it doesn't make any sense, because the listeners would not have heard the fact that I was...
No, they did, they knew it.
Brian has the Emperor's hacky, look out.
But first, the week in JoJo's news. There is no JoJo's news.
Did you guys repeat ourselves if you want to, the manga came out and there's most of it about the game. The game is going to be released at a certain stage. So you already knew that.
Yeah, there was a Japanese article about the DVD coming out in America. And there was another article about that guy who'd defrauded people, claiming he had the rights to sell the pachinko rights to various manga properties. But yeah, so it's all stuff we'd covered before.
That feels like ages ago, that pachinko guy.
I suspect it's an ongoing case.
I guess so.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's Dwayne, it's your turn to do the synopsis this week. So lay it on us with the first part of Dio's World.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Good.
Loud and clear.
Yeah. Right, so we start off where we left off on the last week's after credits bit with Dio standing on top of the stairs and Polnareff standing at the bottom. And Polnareff, he says to Polnareff, right, I tell you what, take two steps back. And I'll leave you off, and I'll take that as a sign that you're going to work for me again. And take two steps up, and I'm going to murder you. So Polnareff's like, yeah, you know what, Dio, fuck you. And he takes two steps up, and Dio's like, oh, you're working with me then. And Polnareff's like, what? He has taken two steps back. And every time he tries to go up the stairs, he finds himself further down the stairs. It's a very silly scenario he finds himself in, and Dio's just kind of being a dick with his powers, showing them off unnecessarily.
It did kind of feel like... a big brother going, why are you punching yourself? Why are you punching yourself?
And he was saying, like, Polnareff, is your body betraying your mind that you want to do a thing, but you're too scared, so you're physically walking backwards? Polnareff's too stupid. Well, he's stupid enough to question himself and go, like, yeah, maybe I am. Fuck. I didn't think of that.
It's kind of like when Polnareff, if you're like a complete idiot who poops his pants, you're going to take one step downstairs. I'm not that. I'm going to get you, Dio, and he's one step downstairs. Oh, I guess you're a...
Polnareff has the good sense to then jump up to the, the turn in the stairs. So he's standing on the flat now and is like, I'm not taking any more of your shit, Dio. And just at that moment when you think shit's about to go down and Dio reveals his stand the world, which looks like a big burly dude wearing a helmet. the three lads burst through a wall and all point, gotcha, motherfucker, at Dio. To which they begin to chase him up the stairs to the top of the tower. But Polnareff explains to them, okay, let me explain that weird sort of I was hopping back on the stairs thing that just happened. And then they're like, hey, where's Iggy and where's Avdol? And they're like, oh. The sad news kind of hits them. And it's just the lads kind of reacting to that for a little bit. Then I'd forgotten about the vampire completely that they have kept in a bag now, because I guess they approached from the outside and they had to put him in a bag because otherwise he'd go on fire. To lead them up and to explain, it's like, okay, this is the only route to Dio's room at the top of this tower. So when they get up to the top room, they force him to open the thing and he's trying to convince Dio by just shouting out loud. It's like, listen, Dio, I know you can beat them. That's why I'm totally leading them up here. It's not because I'm working against you. Please don't murder me. So he's opening Dio's coffin to reveal himself in the coffin with half his face taken off, which everyone's confused by, him most of all, obviously. And the lads are like, this is so weird, we're going to just jump out the window and like assume everything will be fine, because the sun's going down and they're just like, yeah, we've no idea how Dio managed to do that, so he could kill any one of us at any time.
They have to drag Polnareff, though, because Polnareff...
They have to drag Polnareff by the neck with Hermit Purple.
Come on now.
That looks like it would be really painful, but maybe the thorns on that are just for show. But, yeah, so they're hopping down on the thing, and then Joseph's plan is to leg it all night, and hopefully we'll figure out Dio's power as he's chasing us and trying to murder the group. But Polnareff's like, I'm not doing that. I'm totally going to kill him. I'm never running away again. So Polnareff kind of runs off on his own, So the group kind of splits into Joseph and Kakian, driving in a truck, who the guy they pay for the truck makes an amazing noise. It's kind of like, hey, I need this truck for my job. And he's like, whoa,
okay,
a big stack of money.
did you check whether he was voiced by, your fella from the Home Improvement, Tim Allen?
It wasn't quite that noise, but it was an equivalent of that. Sure. And Jotaro has doubled back and smiled for one of the few times he does, and he's like, listen, I'm going to help you out because you're too stupid to, or too stubborn, he says, to be off on your own, kind of thing. And Joseph's plan is to stay, I think, ahead of Dio, because never told about power of the Joestars before, is you can sense when another Joestar is near, but not specifically where they are. So Dio won't know that they've split into a group, into two groups, which I think he would, considering you're sitting in like a two-seater van, but whatever. So anyway, Dio decides to walk down the street, like, well, after leaping off his thing, like a super pimp. He's gotten a cape somewhere. I guess it's his walking cape. I don't know. And he is saying, like, oh, sweet, cars. We had horse-drawn carriages back when I'm from. And some dude's like, hey, stop touching the senator's car. And he does something awful to this dude's arm. The senator isn't that fussed when Dio pops into his car. He's just like, oh, young people these days, they're so brash. So Dio pulls out his front two teeth and is like, You drive. What was the senator's name again? Senator
Phillips. Senator Phillips.
Yes, he's
Senator Phillips, our favorite character.
Senator Wilson Phillips.
Voiced by this dude, Joe, who was probably, I best know him as playing Brook in One Piece. So it's probably if you want to kind of like, you know, kind of yo-hoo-hoo-hoo type of like howling in terror, he's the man to get.
But I first knew him though as the principal in GTO, who's another hysterical middle-aged man. I think if you look, a lot of his roles are as principals and sort of people in authority who have to react to things. And that is why he's perfect for this role.
We get a wonderful, like, we've never met this guy before, but he gives us a good background into his, like, says, listen, I've been a senator all my life. I've been working on the thing. I pay all my taxes. I'm a great senator, and someday I'm going to be president. This punk can't get the best of me. And he's like, oh, shit, this guy's going to murder me. And also, every time he leaps from the car, he leaps back into the car, similar to Polnareff on the stairs. So he's kind of like, okay, I think I'm going crazy now. When they get stuck in traffic, Dio also makes him run over a bunch of people, or he'll murder him.
I love that bit.
I'm kind of glad they didn't show that, because the car afterwards was so bloody.
Drenched in blood. But I think it's a lot more effective than actually showing what obviously transpired, because it's what's in your mind is a lot worse than what they could possibly commit the villain.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Polnareff is very badly trying to hotwire a motorbike, and Jotaro again reveals an unknown ability he has of kicking a motorbike to start it. Because he's cool, I guess.
He's fine.
Yeah, I guess. So they're kind of bringing up the rear. Meanwhile, the senator, pops out in his car, like, the front of it is covered in blood. And he's like, you're not going to kill me now, right? Crazy person who with magic powers. And Dio's like, no, I'm just going to kill you. And the lads have noticed that Dio's car is parked. Joseph and Kakuyin. And they kind of turn around and go like, oh, that's weird. Why did he park? And then the senator comes flying through their back window, causing them to crash into a wall and explode. So it looks pretty bad for them. But as Dio kind of gets to the car, the senator's in there. I hope he's okay. He's my favorite.
Do you
really?
You're a corrupt politician.
He's like, he's not a corrupt politician.
He pays double taxes.
He pays a lot of his taxes. He was like the captain of his high school wrestling team. He's a nice guy.
He married a woman that's 25 years, like he's a junior, but his personal life is not under inspection here. Like, he's been a good senator, a good politician. He's done a lot of good in the world. He doesn't deserve to go out like he did.
Yeah, he could be president someday.
He's an international diplomat.
He's a top bloke.
Was he supposed to be international senator? I don't know what the political system in Egypt is.
I don't know what he's the senator of.
Yeah, they never specify. Dio sees Kakuyin and Joseph kind of Spider-Man their way up a building. And the site is kind of like smirking away to himself. He's like, you guys are fucked. And Kakuyin kind of boldly states on top of the building. He's like, I got it. I figured out how to find out Dio's power. And then it kind of... that's where we leave it off for the next episode. Did I miss any of the other high points?
Boom, boom, no.
No, I think that's pretty much it. Mm. I mean, you missed mentioning that there's a lot of really bad drawings in this episode.
Oh, of like Polnareff's fate, like, portrait. And it's like, that's not him. That's a different guy.
It's happening with Dio a lot. But
yeah,
Dio. Put a with vampire mutations.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some angles in the car with Kakuin and Joseph where they look wrong, and then it'll cut to obviously somebody else drew another cut, and it looks perfect.
They're probably Kakuin takes his glasses off, and he's got like the biggest chin.
But weirdly, Phillips, I think, probably gets some of the best animation in the episode.
Yeah, well, like, he's not going to be, like, wrong for very long, so you've got to give him his due.
Spoilers? He might still be alive!
Lost through a windshield! And then, he was like, a car, it's through the windshield of a truck that veers off the road and explodes.
Yeah.
He's just walking off. He's captain of his high school wrestling team. He'll be grand. He's top enough.
If he survives, do you think his senatorial career will be intact? What with all those people he ran over?
Probably not.
International incident.
And do you think we'll get to see him run all those people over in the Uncut Blu-ray version?
Hopefully.
I doubt it somehow. I figured that was just like,
Yeah, someone on Twitter had put like a picture of the comic, and you did get to see him run people over in the comic.
You got to see it in the OVA, definitely.
Right.
Isn't the kind of thing you forget.
I'll tell you, I have to say, when Jotaro kind of rendezvous with Polnareff and he's smiling, I thought this is one of Dio's tricks. I genuinely thought that
he'd
was
used
not
his
real
vampire
Jotaro.
Power of growing Jotaro's face.
I don't even know, because he even does the good grief a little more bubbly than normal. So I was like, this isn't him. But it was him.
Bad grief. That's what he says, right?
Exactly.
Well, I bet you are, Jotaro.
I like the bit where Kaki and they're trying to come up with a plan, and they're like, hey, Jotaro, what should we do? You're the smartest one here.
Yeah!
Yikes.
There is a smirk Dio does when he's in the car, which is total Tim Curry smirk from the side of the mouth, which I think is perfect for Dio to be.
So Tim Curry as Dio in the live action.
A young Tim Curry.
Yeah, no, I could see a young Tim Curry as Dio.
Yeah.
You'd have to bulk up.
Yeah, I was enjoying more like his pose where he's this, while a senator is ranting at him, he's just like sitting there calm as one with his fingers arched like Mr. Burns. Plotting, scheming all the time.
But it is good to see Dio back.
Oh, it is. It is.
After 60 episodes, I think.
And him standing on top of that tower as well, he was doing the classic Dio. I was like, how are you standing like that? Do you know what gravity is?
Vampire powers.
Like his muscles.
He's standing
like
he's a banana. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
I was chuckling when they jumped out the building, because it was like they jumped from a plane. They were airborne.
For so long.
And they didn't even hit the ground.
No, they didn't. It's really like three stories high maximum.
Well, think about how long it took them to get up that tower, you know. It took them several episodes, so that's quite a tall tower. The way time dilation works in this show, I think that makes sense.
Yeah. My house is two episodes tall.
measuring our building now in anime episodes. Which the cost you. Well, do you use a vampire? Vampires, especially different castles, Castlevania, that's kind of weird architecture. You know, it goes very tall and spindly. Could be.
Yeah.
They also kept coming up with colourful euphemisms to describe the predicament. That
yeah. It's a very, very lewd similes.
Well, that was more so Joseph.
Well, even like Nukesaku.
It's as certain as burping after drinking a bottle of Coke.
Or is it as certain as when you piss in the wind and it gets all over your pants? Or does it feel like someone's shoving an icicle up your ass?
Yeah, that was the one that threw me a little bit.
Well, it sounds unpleasant, as it's supposed to.
The target audience is 12-year-old boys in the early 90s Japan.
So. Oh, I was sniggering away like a child.
Hey, watch it, guys. Do you want to puke from your eyes?
That's a good threat.
Now, did you watch the next episode preview?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kakuin's face.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking...
Yes. Portentous.
I was just thinking he was waving a lot of flags in that and his little speech there.
Are we closer to... No, do you have any more of a clear idea what the world's power might be, Anthony?
I just believe he can manipulate space.
Well, that's the thing as well. We found out, like, two things about Deus Ex. Obviously, it's super close range because it's very powerful.
It's just basically a Star Platinum.
Yeah, and it punches.
Yes, I was pleased at that because that's setting up for that Star
Platinum. Oh, yeah, of course. Like, Dio is exclaiming because he's going to have a counter battle cry. He goes, Muda, 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 Muda!
That's right.
See, I can't wait.
Oh, and we also get to view how useless Emerald Splash is again. I did skip
over
that. Oh,
but the thing is, it's just the way he flicks.
Oh, yeah. Dio fucking does a crazy, like, snooker shot. at one of the emerald splash crystals. I don't even know what they're called. Emeralds, I guess. And flicks it so it bounces all the other ones away from him and destroys the car.
So what's with Kakuin's glasses?
They're cool.
They're not.
Sunglasses.
What are you talking about?
He's wearing them indoors.
He's wearing them at night as well.
He just had surgery on his eyes.
Yeah.
Well.
He's really sensitive about the cool scars.
I thought he was going to die in this episode. I thought they were going to cut back to him after Hierophant Green took the beatings off the lampposts. I thought they were going to cut back and he was just a mashed up corpse, but he's still alive.
Well, a bunch of blood came out of his eye and hands. That's pretty bad.
Well, I thought that was part of the operation. Like it suddenly it weakened him in that way, but yeah, I guess the beating was part and parcel. 3 episodes left.
So do you think the lads, right, were waiting for, they were actually listening to the wall? I was like, okay, is he going after Dio yet? No. Okay. When he's about to go for it, for sure, burst through him with all point. It'll be fucking cool.
I'll let out a little whimper when I was watching that bit. I didn't know when they were going to show up. I thought Ref was going to die before they showed up. I was so relieved.
It seemed to be the way it was going.
Was it burst through all point and you go like, you wanker?
I did like how Polnareff was ruining Dio's curtains as he was standing on the stairs.
Was he trying to piss him off with that? Because he was like, bleh, I'm putting blood in your thing. And then he blew his nose in it. And I was just like, Polnareff, you've already used it as bandages. You've already ruined his lovely curtains.
Why did you go like, Polnareff, you know, join me and I was spare you. It's like, my curtains! Oh, it's on now.
I picked those out at home base. Come on.
Yeah, it's kind of misjudging the patience of a man who was in a coffin for decades.
Oh, I'm nervous. I'm still nervous, guys. Where this is going to go. Who's going to be left.
I'm kind of disappointed we mightn't get to see much more Dio, like, going like, ooh, modern technology, this thing's pretty great.
You thought he'd have got that out of his system already.
Yeah, he's
been just sitting in a room for the most part, catching up on his reading. Because I guess he's probably behind in his stories, you know.
I'm pleased they didn't just keep it within that building. I would have been a little bit disappointed if we didn't get a kind of like a finale fight in a different location. That would be, so I'm kind of pleased if it. Oh, he better not lose by the sun coming up. That will be such, depending on how they do it, if they do that, I'll be kind of disappointed. If the sun comes up and that's how... In fact, Dio can take the sun, can't he? To some degree.
No, not really.
No, he's just a regular vampire.
I'm sure in...
Are you thinking of Kars? Because Kars was the only super vampire who could take the sun.
But the thing is, Kurt, because he's got Jonathan's body, does that not give him kind of like a...
Well, if his head sets on fire, that's no freaking good.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking so much to do with that, but does that not empower him in a way that kind of like a half, like a blade kind
of? Not really, motif? No, because the body isn't turned vampiric, you know, so, you know, you gotta take either walking in the daylight.
One or the other.
Or immortality and recovering from any injury. You know,
Daywalker.
One or the other.
I'm guessing we've completely forgotten that Hamon is a thing as well. that Joseph has a thing specifically for killing vampires. Yeah, I'm guessing that's going to be forgotten completely.
Yeah, and also as well, I have like a long thorny stand of indeterminate length. Like I could just like just whiplash him. Because all we know is his range. The world can't attack from more than 10 meters now. So we could just like get him from behind, just zap him with a hammer through the emerald Hummer purple. So
yeah, it's vines. It should be able to conduct hammer.
It does. We've seen it before. He's like he's tried it on other things.
That's right, actually.
It never actually worked. But it's the one time. The one time it'll come in handy.
Oh, I think we're breaking this down too much because I'm scared. I start thinking, that's definitely how it's going to end. I don't want to think how it's going to end. I just want it to end in its own way. Just want to take it as it comes.
Joy, good. Well, I think that's everything we've got to say this week. Is that right? No more final thoughts? So that will end this week's episode of Let's Go JoJo and be back here next week for Dio's World Part 2. And in the meantime, check out our regular podcasts at secretofthesailormadness.blogspot.com and dynamiteinthebrain.com. Goodbye.
Hasta mañana.
Bye.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hump. Fat girl, thin girl, some a little plump. Slave girl sold here, 50 bob a lump in the old bazaar in Cairo. Randy, shandy, beer without a prop. Braces, laces, a candle for the moth. Bet you'd look a dolly in an old loincloth in the old bazaar in Cairo. You can buy most anything. Thimbles, fat cows, a little bit of string. You can purchase anything you wish. A clock, a dish, and something for your Auntie Fanny. Harem, scarum, what do you think of that? Benny, striptease, dancing on the mat. Oompa, oompa. That's enough of that in the old bazaar in Cairo.